In this special hour of the program, we're going to be talking with Dr. Betty Martini about aspartame. And we'll take your calls later on as well on Coast to Coast AM. Aspartame was discovered in 1965 by James Slatter. It's a chemist working for G.D. Searle & Company. Slatter had synthesized aspartame in the course of producing an anti-ulcer drug candidate. He accidentally discovered its very sweet taste when he licked his finger, which had become contaminated with aspartame. And following initial testing, two activists concerned about food additives asserted these tests had indicated that aspartame may cause cancer in rats. And as a result, the Food and Drug Administration did not approve its use as a food additive in the United States for many years until politics came in. Dr. Betty Martini spent 22 years in the medical field, founder of the Mission Possible International organization that educates you about the dangers of aspartame. Dr. Martini works with world experts and has operations in most states and over 30 countries. Here she is back on Coast to Coast AM. Hello, Betty. How are you?
Oh, just great, George. Great to be back.
Good. How did you get involved with talking about aspartame?
Well, I have a friend who got Parkinson's, and he appeared to be dying. And from a medical background, I know you don't get diagnosed one day and, you know, and start this process. He couldn't remember. His arms and legs would kick out like Michael Fox. And a physician happened to tell me that aspartame was a literal poison. And that's when I asked to be introduced to the world expert, Dr. H.J. Roberts, and he told me that the man was probably taking his medicine, L-Dopa, with a Diet Coke, and it was interacting. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. And as soon as he got off of it, the reactions disappeared. So I read Dr. Roberts' first book about aspartame and found out, you know, that it mimics and precipitates MS, seizures. All of a sudden, I was getting people off of it. They'd walk out of wheelchairs. Their seizures would stop. And I asked Dr. Roberts, I said, are we talking about a global epidemic? He said, yes. And so we set up Mission Possible International as a global volunteer force now in 40 nations of the world. Nobody gets paid just to educate the people to get them off of it.
Fantastic.
It's so poisonous.
Now, Betty, as you go around to various countries, what do they say about aspartame? Are they using it? What's going on?
Well, it's interesting because I've just got back from traveling to many countries, and I really wanted to see how far we'd gotten the word spread. And I was amazed that in countries like Croatia, Corsica, Albania, all you do is mention it, and they say it's poison. We've been told to stay off of it. And many times they'll tell you horror stories about using it and people that got very sick on it and headaches and joint pain and MS. But I also traveled to Italy, walked in the streets of Pompeii, in Naples, Sicily, Venice, Spain, everywhere. As soon as you mention it, they say that's a poison.
Is it an additive in these countries?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is.
When I was in Croatia, for instance, I would see things like Orbit gum and soda with aspartame, but nothing like we have in America in processed foods. You know, they buy their vegetables on the street, and the people are slim and beautiful. You don't see the obesity because they don't have as many of these chemicals. But, yes, it's because of the Diet Coke. You know, it's gotten into many countries where it wasn't. In fact, I have a friend who was married to Oleg Cassini's brother in Italy. And she said they used to have a saying there, if you want to get embalmed, go to America and use their NutraSweet. But eventually it came to Italy as well, but just not as much. In fact, someone there told me, says, the big problem in Italy is that they put it in so many medications. And I said, that's the same thing that we have here in America. And we have a flyer, waiter, please take this neurotoxin off the table. And that was given to many restaurants everywhere that we went, and that was extremely helpful. But in every case, they already knew.
Didn't they change the name of aspartame? Isn't it called Amino something now?
Amino Sweet.
Yeah, that's
And this is the reason why, obviously, there's no place to hide anymore. And the other thing is, this is the most deceiving name, because it's the free methyl alcohol that sweetens aspartame and not the amino acids. And they want to get away from that free methyl alcohol because it's been exposed so much. The UK Aspartame Awareness Campaign has petitioned food standards in England to eliminate anything that's got free methyl alcohol in it, and has sent them many questions about aspartame. So it's become such a big issue now that they want to get. If you go to the website, Amino Sweet, you won't even see methanol as a component of aspartame. It's actually a methyl ester that immediately becomes free methyl alcohol, but it's not even on their website.
What is it about aspartame that you believe is dangerous?
Well, the problem is that every component of aspartame is a poison. You have aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin. That's a product that stimulates neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. Dr. Blaylock wrote the book on it, Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. And then you've got this methyl ester that becomes free methyl alcohol, which is a severe metabolic poison, converts to formaldehyde. And according to the CROCO study, embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And then you've got 50% phenylalanine, which as an isolate is a neurotoxin that lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin, causing all these psychiatric behavior problems. And then the whole molecule breaks down to diketokyperazine, which is a brain tumor agent. And so because it damages the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, it interacts with drugs and vaccines and causes all kinds of neurodegenerative diseases, and can precipitate diabetes and all these lists of symptoms that are on the FDA list: headache, dizziness, change of mood, abdominal pain, change in vision. Methyl alcohol makes them go blind. And so Dr. Roberts' medical text is over 1,000 pages of diseases that aspartame causes or triggers, especially birth defects, as we see autism rise. And every time we go back and look at the research, I know Dr. Stoller checked it on autism. It all started when aspartame was approved.
Just unbelievable. I want to read a little bit about aspartame here and how it got approved here. In January 21st, 1981, the day after Ronald Reagan's inauguration, G.D. Searle reapplied to the FDA for approval to use aspartame in food as a sweetener. The Reagan's new FDA commissioner, one Arthur Hall Hayes Jr., who has since now gone off to be a director of some companies, pharmaceutical companies, and things like that. But he appointed a 5-person scientific commission to review the board's inquiry's decision. And it became clear that the panel would uphold the ban by a 3-2 decision. But Hall then installed a 6th member on the commission, and the vote became deadlocked. Then he personally broke the tie in aspartame's favor. He later left the FDA under allegations of impropriety, served briefly as the provost at the New York Medical College, and then took a position with Burston Marsteller, a public relations company for Monsanto and G.D. Searle. And since that time, he has never publicly spoken about aspartame. And in 1984, Monsanto bought G.D. Searle. They're in everything, my gosh. And that's it.
Yeah, the PR agency paid him $1,000 a day on a 10-year contract. And according to articles, he was never there but about 15 days. And he died last month.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. Fox News did find him when they did an expo on him some years ago and went to his front door and said, "Don't you owe the American people an explanation?" And he shut the door in their face. But like I say, this is all politics. President Reagan actually wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about aspartame until he could get Arthur Hoheis there, because it takes about 30 days to get someone there. And, of course, that was the object of doing that, was to get him to overrule the Board of Inquiry. And they called the FDA commissioner that would have signed the revoke petition into law, Jerry Goyen, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and fired him. And we even have a letter from his wife, who was there at the time, verifying that. So aspartame was never proved by science, but political chicanery. And, of course, the FDA themselves tried to have Searle indicted for fraud, but both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team and the statute of limitations expired. So you see that even from the beginning, and you never hear stories about the FDA wanting to indict a company, but it was that bad. And then recently, when I was talking to Jerome Bressler, well, actually, first 8 years ago, he told me that his report, which is very, very damning, the audit, that there were two studies that were so bad that the FDA stripped them, put them under FDA seal so that the public couldn't see them. And a few months ago, we were able to attain the records and put them back in the Bressler report, which we now have on file. So that's what the FDA does.
That's amazing. And everything's chemicals these days. And when you were on with me the last time, you talked about using chicory as basically a replacement for sugar.
Oh, yes. Just like sugar is wonderful, it's made out of chicory and orange peel, and the chicory has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics. And this is what's so great, because of aspartame actually can precipitate diabetes, and it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions. It interacts with insulin.
Gosh.
So if you want to kill a diabetic, aspartame will do it. And so now that they've got, just like sugar, there's so much difference with diabetics getting off the aspartame. They say that their symptoms completely disappear, and they do so much better. And just like sugar doesn't have any additives in it, because Dr. Blaylock says before I tell anybody to use this, I want an analysis. And when the analysis came back, the only thing that was in there was the chicory, the orange peel, vitamin C from organic oranges, and calcium. And he wrote three newsletters, finally a safe sweetener. So
what about stevia?
Stevia is helps in the metabolism of sugar, and is also helpful for diabetics, but it has to be pure stevia, not with additives, because in Brazil, for instance, they put aspartame in the stevia. So, but the green pure stevia is also safe.
So what's going on with the European Union? What are they doing?
Oh, the European Union has said that they were going to review aspartame. In fact, Dr. Walton went over there and testified, and I testified by telephone. We sent all the studies that were so damning, all the independent studies, case histories, and we were afraid they would turn around and just give in to industry. And they did, and said that it was safe. And this is the problem that we have, is that industry has is in so much collusion with government. In other words, Dr. Coulter of the European Food Safety Authority finally admitted with the Ramazzini studies, he said, we were pressured by industry to hijack science, and then he resigned. And of course, just because he resigned, we didn't think industry would go away. But that's a terrible, terrible thing that you, no matter how damning the studies are, and it's like I told one of the men there, I said, look, you got over 92% of the independent studies show the problems. How can you discount all these independent peer-reviewed studies that are so damning? And of course, they do not answer. And the last time they had a review, it was found out that it was no committee, only one person made the decision, and that's because OLAF got involved, and they're an organization in Europe for fraud, and so they changed the name, no more Commission on Food, and it became European Food Safety Authority, and it was changed, but the same thing is going on, but we haven't given up. We're still trying to work with them. They were having a meeting in Frankfurt to discuss the decision, and then it was canceled because of this ash cloud that you heard about and travel. And I think they were glad to get out of that because we would have sent people there to discuss what they were doing.
It's all about money, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have absolutely no concern for the people.
I don't care. So what do you recommend? What do people do?
Well, it's so bad today. There's so many chemicals, and they had so many things and artificial and natural flavors that we tell people, if you want to be safe, don't use processed foods. It's the only way we can do it, because I called Mars, for instance, and I said, is aspartame in your products? And they said, yes, in the Mars bar under natural flavors. With somebody picking up a candy bar that says natural flavors would not know that aspartame is in there, and it affects children's brains, you know, so badly. So that's the only thing that we can tell them is don't use processed foods. And then we have a little aspartame resource guide we send out to anybody that wants it, and it has Dr. Blaylock's paper, what to do if you've used aspartame, and Dr. Caldwell's detox. And we have a list, and we try to help them and teach them and educate them to get away from the things that cause these problems.
Well, we're going to win this battle, Betty, or not?
Oh, well, I've been doing this 19 years, and I know that if I hadn't done it, you know, that there would be millions that would be dead today. When I saw Dr. Alemany in Barcelona, he told me, he said, aspartame's going to kill 200 million.
My God.
And, you know, we've got this problem that it's an abortifacient, and it's destroying babies' brains, neurodegenerative diseases, cancers. I mean, the second Ramazzini study showed that all it takes is just a little bit of aspartame to cause cancer. So I'm hoping we're going to win it, but the main thing is to get people off this and educated. So with this last trip, I was very happy to see that in all these countries that people knew about it. And of course, you heard some of the worst horror studies. In one case, a man had three girls that were using aspartame, all three infertile, and two had lupus, and one was almost bedridden, and had no idea why he couldn't have grandchildren, because aspartame is an endocrine disrupting agent. And of course, all he has to do is get them off of it, and they probably will be able to have children now. So some of the stories are just terrible.
All right, we're going to take phone calls with you, Betty, when we come right back. Your website's all linked up at coasttocoastam.com right now. What do you recommend people do if they want to help participate? Just go to your websites.
Yes, sir. Email me at BettyM19@manspring.com. And that little resource guide tells you how to get it out of your state. And, you know, we've already had people trying to help get it out of New Mexico and Hawaii. And we just have to keep up.
All right. Let's take calls with you. Betty Martini, aspartame next on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, Claude Swanson joins us, the Synchronized Universe, New Science of the Paranormal. Get ready for that. And when we come back with Dr. Betty Martini, we'll take phone calls from you as we talk about aspartame on Coast to Coast AM. Betty, I'm getting a lot of messages about Splenda. What about that?
Splenda is a chlorocarbon poison. and no one should use it. It is, they took the hydroxyls of sugar and exchanged them for chlorine. And it also is very detrimental for diabetics. And it's interesting, on the trip, I saw two or three people who had a red face, which is something that it causes. And in fact, I think it was Dr. Mercola that sent us some of the articles of pictures of people that were so red. And as soon as I asked them, were they using Splenda, they said yes. And of course, we have information on it and gave it to them. But there's also a sulfine potassium, which caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. So this is the reason it's been so hard until they made, just like sugar, to get something safe to people, because all these chemicals are made with things that are really very bad for you.
Okay, to the phones we go now. We'll pick it up. First time caller in Juneau, Alaska. Sasha's with us. Hi, Sasha.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to ask Dr. What's her name? Betty?
Dr.
Yes.
Betty Martini.
Yes, I'd like to ask, how about all the energy drinks that we drink, like the Red Bull and everything that has aspartame in it? Because I've read those labels on there, and they have the labels right on there in little print.
Yes, a Red Bull comes with aspartame and without aspartame. One of them is sugar-free and one is not. But if it's on the label, don't use it. It's required, anything that has aspartame in it, to have a PKU warning for phenylketonurics who cannot metabolize the phenylalanine. So it should be on the label. Many energy drinks have them. You have to be very careful.
Okay, there you go. Joe in Lake Charles, Louisiana, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, my wife actually suffers from fibromyalgia, which, you know, of course, they don't really know what causes it. And seeing as how she was saying aspartame causes all these other neurodisruptive and autoimmune diseases, has there ever been a study done linking or, you know, attempting to show if there was any link between aspartame use and fibromyalgia?
Yes, there was a study at the University of Florida. And it showed that when aspartame and MSG were eliminated, that fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue also were eliminated. And Dr. Roberts has written a physician paper on it. He calls it a junk bucket diagnosis. In other words, nobody knows what caused it. So, you know, if they have joint pain, they call it fibromyalgia. And joint pain is a symptom of aspartame, because it hardens the synovial fluids and the toxic components of aspartame cause this very serious joint pain. So that's usually what it is in most cases. If we get them off aspartame, they're fine.
Somebody sends me a message, says he's been on aspartame for years, doesn't have any problems at all.
Well, people that say that do have problems. Nobody does not have problems from it. In fact, even when my daughter got married, I told her fiance that he wasn't marrying her until he got off of aspartame. He says, I don't have any problems. And I said, well, I don't want any deformed grandchildren, so you're not marrying my daughter. But after he got off of it, he said, gee, you know what? I had headaches, and they disappeared. I suffered from insomnia. I thought that my vision was getting worse because of age, and it cleared up. Best way to tell exactly what aspartame has done to you is to get off of it, because aspartame destroys the central nervous system, the immune system. It ravages every organ in the body. And you can take Dr. Roberts' medical text and just go from disease to disease and symptom, and he gives the mechanism by which aspartame causes these problems. So nobody gets a free ride with aspartame. They may not be aware of what it's causing. And in fact, some years ago, when booklets were given out here in Atlanta, a lot of people got off of it simply because the articles were so damning, and they woke up well about 60 days later. Many of them saying they'd been going to doctors for years and never realized that these subtle problems were actually from aspartame.
Okay, back to the phones. A truck driving in Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, good evening.
Hi.
I'm curious. I'm driving a truck, and I don't have a very good diet. And I like to drink BA juice to do a lot of supplementing, plus it tastes good. Is there a lot of this stuff that I'm, you know, is the BA just throwing me off, making me think that I'm getting healthy, or?
Well, you have to look at the label. You know, as I've said before.
If you can trust the label, can you?
Yes, and that's another thing. So many things are hidden from us, just like the new Cinemax, which is a flavor enhancer, like MSG, and the FDA says it doesn't have to be labeled, but it goes into artificial flavors. So it that's true, if you can trust the label. But at least by reading the label and what they will tell you, you get an idea of whether it's, you know, whether you're willing to try it or not. A lot of people have gone to water, like myself, because we have found so many additives in so many drinks. But, you know, that's up to you. But you should at least check it out. Most of these companies have a 1-800 number, and you can call and ask if aspartame is in it or something that, you know, you don't want. They usually will tell you.
Will they even know, though, Betty, the person who answers the phone?
Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. You know, like in the case when I asked about Mars, they knew it was in natural flavor. Somebody else could have called, and the person answering the phone may not have known that or willing to give out the information. But what do you do when there's so many chemicals and so many things? You just have to, first of all, if you try it, like V8, and you don't have any problem, then it's probably safe. But usually, you can tell by just trying it if there's something making you sick.
Let's go next to Emily, International Line in Alberta, Canada. Hi, Em. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm very interested in this lady talking on aspartame. I tried it when it first came out, and I decided it was not, you know, I had heard something about it, so I said, I'm not going to touch it. But natural flavors, what else have they got it disguised as?
Well, if you really want to find out about additives and MSG and all these things, there is a very, very good website Jack Samuels has, and it's truthandlabeling.org. And he's the man that had the lawsuit against the FDA on labeling, and he really has a lot of good information that will tell you things that are hidden and information on additives. Just like MSG got a bad name, so they gave it 16 other names. And like you say, people wouldn't know it. That's why he has that website. You'll find a lot of information on it.
Thank you. I bought a pie the other day. It was the most beautiful pie I ever bought, said my husband. I've never bought a pie that was as good as one I can make myself. And maybe it's full of all this junk, too, because the label on it was about 3 or 4 inches long with tiny print.
Well, that, you know, when I see all those ingredients and some of them you can't pronounce, it's like doctor says, when in doubt, throw it out.
Right.
If you don't know what they are, don't put them in your mouth.
Okay, we've got Steve in Honolulu in Hawaii. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, George. How you doing?
Okay, all is well.
Excellent. Excellent show as usual. All right, well, I have a question for your guest. Between the pink death and the blue death and yellow death, which is the most newest one that's out there, which one is the least invasive for those of us that are pre-diabetic or even diabetic that need some kind of non-sugar sweetener?
Well, earlier I was talking about just like sugar, and this is one that's perfect for diabetics. It has no additives. It's made out of chicory and orange peel, and chicory has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics. And actually, they're now making cookies and candies, and all of a sudden, children are going to be able to eat what they like, for instance, and it's going to be good for them instead of bad for them. And there's no sugar whatsoever in it and no additives. It's all food. And I know in Hawaii that it's there in Whole Foods. And we worked hard for 2 years in Hawaii trying to get aspartame banned. and it just didn't happen. And we may try it again, but there's been a lot of work in Hawaii on the aspartame issue.
Okay, thank you.
Any new studies about aspartame, Betty?
Any new studies?
Does anybody study it anymore?
Yes, they do. You know, that's very interesting because with the European Food Safety Authority, we kept sending them study after study after study. And so the last ones were the Ramazzini studies, and then there was some that we have them on web, like in Greece, show oncogenes showing that it causes tumor formation. But they're all on web. You can look at them.
Okay, next up we go to Ron in Sacramento, California. Go ahead, Ron. You're up with us.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Betty.
Yes.
I'm certain that there are people who have allergies to aspartame. However, there's nobody in my life or experience that has had any problems with aspartame whatsoever. So everything you describe bears no resemblance to my own personal experiences.
Well, what are your experiences? Do you use aspartame?
Yes, I have, for probably, well, ever since it was invented.
Well, I would tell you that it has affected your body. You know, it was just like somebody in the aspartame factory when it was first opened didn't have a problem at all, and he dropped dead just from the dust. It's very, very toxic, and there is some ways to tell. You can have a liver enzyme studies because it makes the liver very, very toxic, and you might check on our website on the 92 symptoms because you may be having the symptoms and not relating it to aspartame because they're very subtle.
If you list enough symptoms, you're going to find somebody that's going to say, okay, I have one of those symptoms.
Well, but I can tell you.
I can tell you factually, I don't know anybody who's had any of the reactions to aspartame that you described.
Well, let me see. I have talked to and got case histories of about 50,000, and I'm just one person. And the FDA has admitted, it was even admitted during Congress, that the FDA was so flooded with them that they were sending them to the AIDS hotline. And they come in day after day after day. I just recently mentioned my email, and you should see all the emails flooding in of people listening like right now that have problems saying, yes, I've got those problems. I need help. So,
But if you've got 90 possible symptoms of aspartame, it's kind of hard for somebody to say, if they're having health problems, say, oh, well, you know, that isn't, yeah,
well,
that's one
the way
I
to
have.
Tell, the way to tell is to get off of it. And I was just explaining that was the same way with my son-in-law. He said he didn't have a problem, but when he got off of it, his insomnia disappeared, his headaches disappeared, his joint pain disappeared. He thought he had heart problems, and because it causes an irregular heart rhythm, but that disappeared as well. And then he realized he had symptoms, but they were subtle. And it's a cumulative poison, so it would be good for you to get off of it and see how you feel.
What happened when the original scientific board of inquiry voted 3-2 against aspartame? And now we know the politics of how it got on. I just said that. But what made them vote against it?
Well, for many reasons, one of the main ones was because it caused brain tumors. And
in
it
rats,
down
right?
to the brain tumor agent, and also it says in the Board of Inquiry that it couldn't be proven safe. Nobody's ever proven it safe. The studies were so bad that they wanted them indicted for fraud. And then when there were congressional hearings, Dr. Adrian Gross said that, first of all, it violated the Delaney Amendment because of the cancer, and they shouldn't have been able to even list a daily intake on it. And Dr. Verrett, who's the other FDA toxicologist, in 1987 said it still hadn't been proven safe. In 1987, it had been on the market since 1981. Also, Dr. John Oney wrote a 49-page paper on how aspartame would destroy the brains of our children. That prophecy has been fulfilled. But if you really want to know, we have the whole report on mpwhi.com. Right on the front, it'll say Dr. Oney's testimony for the Board of Inquiry, and then under that, it'll have the Board of Inquiry's revoke petition, and you can read the whole 50 pages of why they wanted it revoked.
Well, they got it in one way or another, Betty, didn't they?
They sure did, and they, you know, they're very good at manipulation and, well, for instance, I was thinking today about Dr. Monte, who says, I'm going to get everybody that's got MS on aspartame off of it, New Zealand. Now, he's from Arizona, and but he lives part of the time in New Zealand. He just made a new video on MS. Well, back then, he tried to have a hearing on aspartame because he lived in Arizona, and aspartame breaks down at 86 degrees, and sometimes it gets to be 117 degrees, and they kept turning him down for a hearing. Finally, they granted this hearing, and they took a bill on toxic waste that had already passed and exchanged it for legislation that would stop the meeting from being held. I mean, this is how far politics that they get involved in. So you do everything the way you're supposed to do it, and they've got some underhanded way to prevent anything from happening.
Well, I noticed that some of the big soda companies are taking out or minimizing sugar content, but it's still not enough, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, there was a journalist recently came over to interview me from France because he wanted to know about Cruvia. You know, Coke and Pepsi says, okay, we hear you. We're going to put stevia in these drinks. Everything's going to be okay. But what they did, they didn't put stevia in it. They put an ingredient of stevia in it, and they used erythritol as the sweetener because they're working with Cargill, and they make erythritol. And so, again, you're faced with chemicals.
Yep, it's all,
you know,
chemicals.
They couldn't just put stevia in it and leave it at that.
All right, Betty, thank you so much. Information on Dr. Betty Martini and, of course, more information on aspartame linked up with her websites at coasttocoastam.com. And don't forget, our next program will be on the synchronized universe, the new science of the paranormal. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.